By transcription, we bring you an agriculturist well known throughout this territory. He's Howard Gramlich, agricultural agent for the Northwestern Railroad, who travels extensively in the north-central Midwest states. Mr. Gramlich formerly was secretary of the American Shorthorn Breeders Association, and before that was head of the Department of Animal Husbandry at the University of Nebraska. With World War II reaching its final phases, what will some of the problems be that will confront people living in the agricultural community such as this, Howard?
Well, Bill, there'll be many problems, of course. One of the greatest will be readjustment, brought about by such a drastic change in conditions as we're bound to have. I think one of the greatest will be perhaps a change in our income. We'll have to readjust that, and undoubtedly, we're going to be confronted with the same problem which we were 25 years ago as regards expenditures and paying cash or going on a credit basis. You remember, Bill, we had too much credit all over the nation 25 years ago.
Well, Howard, do you think that agriculture is in a better position now than at the close of World War I?
Very much so. Up to date, most of the agricultural purchases which have been made for cash. The indebtedness, the farm indebtedness, is much lower than it was at the close of World War Number One, and the income is much larger. I think, without any question, agriculture is in a better position. I do think, however, Bill, one problem we should keep in mind. A good many people may say now that the war is over, the inflation is over and the danger of inflation. But bear in mind that 40% of the inflation following World War Number One came from 15 to 18 months after the war was over. In other words, we might have, if history repeats, a condition a year or a year and a half hence in which there'd be a big temptation to spend money and go in debt and get in trouble.
Well, I take it that you think we ought to really carry a reserve as we go along. Is that right?
Yes, Bill, I think so. And I tell you, with the 7th war bond drive on at this time, you know, a little money put away in bonds and in other securities to have for new buildings and for things that are needed, improving the farm home, putting in light and water and what have you in case they do not have it. It would be a wonderful thing. And I think that some money could be put away where the folks would know they really could get it when it's needed. It'd be a wonderful thing.
Well, I think you're absolutely right there, Howard, on this idea of putting aside a little bit of money right now to spend a little bit later when things become available. Don't you think that's a good idea?
Absolutely.
And, of course, war bonds are one of the best places to put it. And I think, too, that we can expect quite a bit of building later on. How have you observed the conditions as you travel over the northwest sections here and the central sections?
Well, Bill, with the shortage of lumber and the shortage of labor and the skilled workmen of all kinds, together with the orders from Washington, of course, it's been impossible during the war to do building. And I think with comparatively good incomes and considerable reserve funds, in many cases, people are going to desire to build. One interesting illustration came to my attention recently. Professor Carter of the University of Illinois made this statement that one-fourth of the farm buildings in the great state of Illinois were obsolete, meaning that they were out of date and in bad repair, such bad condition, in fact, that it wouldn't pay to repair them. And he said that down in McLean County, for instance, where this McLean County system for raising hogs on clean ground originated, a system which you've undoubtedly boosted over WHO for years, down in that good county in central Illinois, there are some 4,000 farmers, and their records indicate that they're going to spend $4 million for new buildings as soon as they can after the war is over.
We've had numbers of surveys similar to that made in this state, Howard, and they indicate about the same trend.
Good.
And you know, as we go through this war period, when it's impossible to do a lot of building and make a lot of improvements and things, we've got a lot of research men that are working on new ideas for the farms after the war is over. And I imagine there'll be a lot of those put into practice, won't there?
Yes, Bill, I'm glad you mentioned that, because really, about the only good thing that can be said in favor of war is that it stimulates research. To me, war is pretty well described by three words: haste, waste, and tragedy. And the other word, which comes in a much less degree, is research. And undoubtedly, as an outgrowth of this war, when materials become available for civilian use, we'll find many new building materials and many new things that we never dreamed of having. And that's going to help materially in modernizing and in making for home comforts and comforts for humanity. It's too bad, Bill, isn't it, that war must be everything for destruction. Everything about war is designed on a destruction basis. And when the war is over, we're certainly going to be happy to think about constructively planning and building for human happiness and comfort and enjoying life.
I think you're 100% right there, Howard, but let's change the subject a little bit and talk about livestock programs, because I know you're very interested in livestock. You always have been, in my experience with you anyway. How does the livestock situation appear to be shaping up throughout the Midwest here?
Well, I think we realize more than ever the importance of livestock and the fact that farm animals are an integral part of our complete picture. We need these farm animals, for one thing, for fertility purposes. You know, Bill, with our new hybrid corns and our new oats and all those things, we've learned how to mine the soil. We can take big crops out of the soil year after year, but we're hurting the fertility of that land, and we need these farm animals to hold our fertility in line. And then we're realizing more than ever today the importance of farm animals as a part of the human diet, the meat which these animals produce. Americans today are meat conscious, and they want meat. And the world at large wants meat. And I think we live, and right here in Iowa, you folks are in the very heart of the finest livestock-producing section in the entire world.
Right along that line, Howard, because we are a little short on meat, don't you think this would be a pretty good time to cull out some of our livestock and get it on the market and improve our herds?
Very definitely. These animals will bring good prices, very high prices at the present time, and during perhaps the next few months. It's a fine idea to cull any old useless cows or inferior animals and build for quality, because in the future, when this war is over, agriculture is going to be on a quality product basis.
Thank you, Howard Gramlich, for your transcribed remarks. Come back and visit us again soon.
Thank you.